Hello and welcome to Mystery Meat, a submission-based podcast. To submit material for our next episode, email any audio within your rights to mysterymeat@gmail.com. Now, first we've got to thank some of the wonderful, generous, tasteful, beautiful, charming, luminous patrons that have helped us reach our very first Patreon goal. Krista Compton, we are so thankful for you and your patronage. Kevin Joseph, we are so thankful for you and your patronage. Glynis O'Donoghue, we are so thankful for you and your patronage. George Evans, we are so thankful for you and your patronage. Every dollar donated helps Mystery Meat survive and grow. If you are interested in donating or learning more, please visit patreon.com/mysterymeat. Now, please quiet your mind and listen to this episode of MYSSSSSSDRRRRRRYYYYYYMEATTTTTT. Quiet. Quiet. Everything is fine.
Chapter 46.
Try to see his boy's face.
Couldn't.
Try to hear the boy's laugh.
Couldn't.
Attempted to recall some particular incident involving the boy and hope this might...
First time we fitted him for a suit.
Thus thought the gentleman. This did the trick.
First time we fitted him for a suit, he looked down at the trousers and then up at me, amazed, as if to say, "Father, I'm wearing grown-up pants." Shirtless, barefoot, pale round belly like an old man's, then the little cuffed shirt and buttoning it up. "Goodbye, little belly, we are inshirting you now." Inshirting, I do not believe that is even a word, Father. I tied the little tie, spun him around for a look. "We dressed up a wild savage, looks like," I said. He made the growling face. His hair stuck straight up. His cheeks were red. Racing around that store just previous, he had knocked over a rack of socks. The tailor, complicit, brought out the little jacket with much pomp. Then the shy, boyish smile as I slid the jacket on him. "Say," he said, "don't he look fine, Father?"
Then no thought at all for a while. We just looked about us. Bare trees, black against the dark blue sky.
Little jacket. Little jacket.
Little jacket. This phrase sounded in our head. A star flickered off, then on.
Same one he's wearing back in there now. Huh. Same little jacket, but he who is wearing it is... I so want it not to be true. Broken. Pale. Broken thing. Why will it not work? What magic word made it work? Who is the keeper of that word? What did it profit him to switch this one off? What a contraption it is. How did it ever run? What spark ran it? Grand little machine, set up just so. Receiving the spark, it jumped to life. What put out that spark? What a sin it would be. Who would dare ruin such a marvel? Hence is murder anathema. God forbid I should ever commit such a grievous...
Something then troubling us.
We ran one hand roughly over our face, as if attempting to suppress emotion just arising.
This effort not proving successful.
The notion washed over us.
Thank you. Hey, yo, it's Mark, Ed.
What's up, man? For Andy.
Just wondering where you're at on this fine Sunday evening. It's not too late, I hope. Here's Randy with a riff.
Says I know that you're lightning. Everybody says I care that you're lightning. And I know just where I have to go. And I'll pay it all to you. Oh, I know I can't fix my process.
Still on a deck. Miss all you guys. Hoping we get to see you soon. I am Devin. I'm Patrick. We'll get back to you. Do you have Carolyn's phone number? Beth. Where is Portageville, New Jersey? I have no clue. We are not well here. At least Dave and I. Are not well. The usual fibro and arthritis, and of course, our old enemy, the asthma. I remember many an incident in the hospital with Blaze's asthma and her machine. I have my own machine. This year has been bad for mine. Love you. Hope to see you soon. Elaine.
Some memories of the plan. There's only so much space for the truth and the fabrication to spread out all the time. We live some memories, and some memories are planted. There's only so much space for the truth and the fabrications to spread out in one's mind. 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 Fabrications to spread out in one's mind.
I told you to stay! Get your ass down on the ground!
Right now you stay.
I hardly ever think about this anymore. But now, looking at video news footage of Jerry Becton's young body, younger than I was when I learned to swim, being slammed to the ground when a cop tells her to leave a swimming party, and she doesn't move fast enough, and allegedly not without some back talk. At some point, she must have been that girl in that middle class, Great Ranch area of McKinney, Texas, learning to swim, never expecting to drown on land. Social media opens a debate about whether the teenagers belonged there in the first place. Some say the music for the party was too loud. Some say the police were simply doing their jobs. Maybe. Power limits one's point of view. Becton's mother asked at the press conference, how do you tell your child to behave when they're not doing anything wrong? The residents just wanted the crowd of black teenagers to go away, even though they weren't all black. The cop with his club and drawn gun says he's sorry if anyone was offended by his club and drawn gun. As I watch this girl in a two-piece bikini on the pavement with a white cop's knees, both of them, in her back, what I remember of that class in 1984 was the attempt to think not about my body, not to remember devoting myself to the smell and taste of chlorine, of tin laps with flippers, tin laps with a kickboard, the balance of the body, rotation, the counting of breaths, and the stretch toward a shore beyond my grasp. What I remember of the eyes of swimmers, the performance in my head telling my limbs to pretend, and the picture of my out-of-place self, and the concrete, and the gunite, the fiberglass, and the water, my being in the locker room alone, sheltering me as I left and preparing me before I entered. And I remember my first class, the cold love in the eyes of the instructor. How I wish I could have just walked away, but how thankful I am now that I didn't. Shit, I remember things that didn't even happen to me, just things I know passed down in blood. There's my father, learning to swim in a lake in Alabama, nearly drowning, but learning. No dogs, no Mexicans, no niggas allowed. I wish I remembered how comfortable those teens were in their bathing suits with their friends. And if that cop hadn't entered the scene, I think about how lucky they are to swim among friends in familiar dark waters of laughter. The Jerry Becton. We don't say her name because she survived. We don't say her name because she's a girl. She wasn't wearing a hoodie or carrying anything, but even nearly naked, she posed a threat to a man with a gun. What do I think when I see someone who looks like me taken out back? I keep kicking through laps of memory, pulling myself forward to a world opening and just as quickly closing before me, even now. Thank you.
Hey, yo, it's Mark, and...
What's up, man? It's Randy.
Just wondering where you're at on this fine Sunday evening. It's not too late, I hope. Here's
Randy
with a
rip. When he called me yesterday, he was singing happy birthday to the
And this is the poem that I wrote for Saturday that I'm not going
well,
to read.
Well, actually, the first time I think
the
of
this is talk to you right now. One more.
Shared so many memories, and that's what we did every time he called, or I called. And I said, remember I said that after one of us was gone, there wouldn't be another person on the earth who would share the same memory that we do. And I said, and you know what I thought last night, Kevin? I thought, oh, God, I won't have anybody to call anymore to share memories with. I did. I know I was
a person. The birds are like a girl. It doesn't matter who can kind of accomplish. You must
but
see
who knows,
the beautiful thing.
I might be around for a long time.
Forget about it.
You don't have to make me more comfortable because I'm real short of breath.
The birds
are
that black stuff, smudgy black is your mask and your style. You must keep being a beautiful
favorite.
You've fallen amongst the empty tears, wail up loud, fight back.
I talked a lot, I guess, this year about aging and
the witchy deal attention brings. Your eyes will bind your soul to spread. You must keep being
like overnight. When I get up in the morning,
each call is to forget your offering.
Water in my face,
no one got
and I'm doing my night hours
to set you free.
I say,
the bird that sounds like a girl.
I mean, really,
I have
changed. You can't imagine how my body looks. Really, God. Oh my God. I shouldn't tell you all that. Your parents are probably going to kill me.
No, they scared me more when they, like, didn't.
Thank you for coming to Mystery Meat. We love you.